Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from a Beis, four lines from the bottom, Ubarashi Chadashim. So says the Gemara, that Barashi Chadashim B'chol Shomayi Kairin Arba. We mentioned in the Mishnah that on Rosh Chodesh and Cholomayi we have four aliyahs. So Baimine Ula Barav Meirava, Parashas Rosh Chodesh Ketzad Kairin Aisa. How do we divide the parish of Rosh Chodesh evenly or appropriately into four aliyahs? That first parsha that we read on Rosh Chodesh, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, which is Eip Sukim, how do we divide it up? Nikri Trei Tlasa Tlasa, to have two aliyahs that each one reads three psukim, Tlasa Tlasa Psukim, Pashuluhu Trei, you're going to be leaving two psukim at the end, Ve'imashayim Reparcha Pachas Mishleisha Psukim. The halach is that you have to always make sure to leave at least three. Nikri Arba Arba, to have the first two island read each four psukim, complete the parish of Tzavis Ben Yisrael, so Pashuluhu Shiva. So now we'll have seven psukim left. How seven? B'yayim HaShabbos Havin Trei, and then Rosh HaChadshechem Havin Chamisha, a total of seven psukim left. But Heichi Navid, how are we going to divide those two parashas into these last two aliyahs? Nikri Trei Mehavichan Mehanoch, for the third aliyah to read the two psukim of B'yayim HaShabbos, and then the first pasuk into Rosh HaChadshechem, so Eim Haschilim B'parasha Pachas Mishleisha Psukim. You can't do that, because you can't start a parasha and only read less than three psukim. Likri Trei Mehau Tlasa Mehach, and then to read the two of Yom HaShabbos, and then to go three psukim into the last parsha of Rosh HaChadshechem, so then Pashaluhu Trei, but then you're leaving two psukim at the end of the parsha, so that in that we already said you're not allowed to do. So Amar Lai, so Rabbi said to him, that Zulei Shemati Kyoitza Bashemati. I never heard what to do exactly by Rosh Chodesh, but I heard a similar case that now we learned in the Mishnah with regards to the Maimadais, that B'yayim HaRishon on the first day, that on Sunday, so Bereishis Vayihirikia. They would read the parsha Bereishis and Vayihirikia. V'tanya Allah Bereishis Bashnayim, Yihirikia Bachad. Bereishis was divided into two aliyahs, and Yihirikia into one. Vavinaba Bishlami Yihirikia so great, that's one aliyah. Al Bereishis B'shnayim, how do you divide Bereishis into two aliyahs? Chamisha P'sukei Havu, it's only five P'sukim. Mutani, we learned in the Bereisa. Everyone has to read three P'sukim. So how do you divide Bereishis into two aliyahs? It's only five P'sukim. Vidmer Allah, that Rav Amar Doileg, Ushmul Amar Paisek. Rav says that the first aliyah reads Aleph Beis Gimel, the second one then goes back and reads Gimel Dalet Hey. And Shmuel says, you paisek. The first Ayla reads Aleph Beis, the first half of Gimel. The second Ayla reads the next half of Gimel, and then Pasuk Dal and Hey. Rav Amar Dailig, my time aloy Amar Paisek. Rav says to be Dailig, why doesn't he say to be Paisek? Ksavar kol psuka dloy paski maisha, non loy paski non loy. He held that we don't divide psukim that maisha beinu what didn't divide. Shmuel Amar Paskin Anlay, asked the Gemara, Shmuel says that we cut it up. How is that possible? Rabbi Chanina the Balkari said, that Tzar Gadol Hayal Yates Rabbi Chanina Gadol, Vayhitali Lipsaik El Latinaika Shal Beis Rabban. That Rabbi Chanina only Lamaisa gave me a heter to divide up Sukkim to teach the children. Hayal Laslami Dasuyan, since it was being done in order to teach them. It was for Chinuch. But only for that, otherwise you're not allowed to divide up Sukkim. Says the Gemara, Hasam Taim Amai Mishem Delay Efsher, Hachanami Lay Efsher. Okay, but it's the same idea. Just like over there, there was a heter because you needed to. There was no other way to teach the children. So it's over here, by dividing up the parish of Bereishis, there's no other way to do it, so then you're allowed to divide up a pasuk in half. Ushmul Amar Paisik, my Tamil Amar Dailig. You do have another option. You could be Dailig. Why does Shmuel not want to say to be Dailig? Says the Gemara, Gzeir Misham Enichnas and Misham Ayaitze. Because people might get the wrong idea if someone comes in late and he sees that the second Ayla is reading from Pasuk Gimel, he's going to assume the first Ayla read only Aleph and Beis. And similarly, if someone leaves early and he sees that the first Ayla read Aleph, Beis, Gimel, he's going to assume that the next Ayla is only reading Dalet and Hey, only two Psukim. So because of that Gzeira, he says better to be Paisik than to be Dailik. Meisvei, now ask the Gemara Kasha both on Rav and Shmuel. It says in the Braisa that Parashah Shal Shisha Psukim Kairin Eisei B'Shnayim, B'Shamash Chamisha Psukim Kairin B'Yachim. a six pasuk parsha, you could divide them into two aliyahs. Five pasukim, you have to have one aliyah. Kara rishon shleisha. If let's say this five pasuk parsha, the rishon he read three pasukim of it. So now kara shnayim parsha zu ve'achem parsha acheres. The sheni is kara two pasukim from the rest of this parsha, and then he goes one pasuk into the next parsha. The Tanakhama evidently doesn't hold that there's a problem of only reading one pasuk into a parsha. The Yeshayim, some say that Shleisha, that he should read three psukim into the next parasha, if he should maschil in the parasha pachas mishleisha psukim, because of this rule that you're not allowed to start a new parasha and read less than three psukim. Now, ve'emisa, if Ravid Shmuel Arai, so l'man damer doylig nidlig, l'man damer paisik nifsik, you can even make two aliyahs out of a five psuk parasha, just be doylig or be paisik. Says the Gemara, Shani Asim Defshir Ba'achi. No, over there we're talking about a regular standard Kriyas HaTorah, let's say a Monday or a Thursday of Parshas Kisisa, where a five pasuk parasha, there's no reason to be Doileg, there's no reason to be Paisek. You need more Aliyah, so just read more Psukim. Go further in the parasha. It's all the same parasha, it's all the same Indian Batsam. That was Dafka by the Maimadis, where we have a specific few psukim that are negeya, so it's only a specific few psukim that we can read. So then we have to come on to these different etzas of being daylig or being paisik. I'm Reb Tanchum of Yishuv Ben Levi. Allah ki yeshayim that when you read a new parsha, you have to read three psukim into the parsha. But I'm Reb Tanchum of Yishuv Ben Levi that kashem sheim maschilim a parsha pachas mishleish psukim. Just like the halach is that you have to read three psukim into the new parasha, you also can't leave less than three psukim at the end of the parasha that you're reading from. Ask the Gemara, that's pshita, that l'chayr is obvious. We see that when it comes to starting a new parasha, the Tanakhama was mekel that you could read one pasuk, and the yeshayimrim was machmir, and we paskin like the yeshayimrim. So shir, when it comes to leaving over at the end of the parasha, the Machmir Tanakama, where there the Tanakama is Machmir, and he says that you're not allowed to leave less than three psukim over. Well, Kol Shekein the Machmir Yeshayimrim, so Kol Shekein that the Yeshayimrim is going to be Machmir. So what's the chiddush of this halacha? Says the Gemara, "Ma'am the Tema Nechnas and Shchichi Yaitzin LaShchichi Demanchi Sefer Torah VeNafki." It's more common that a person might come late than leave early and leave the Sefer Torah out, and therefore there's more of a concern for a reason to make a big deal of reading three psukim into a parasha than there is of leaving three psukim at the end of the parasha. Kamash Malon, no, we make a halacha by both ends, and that just like you can't start a new parasha and read less than three psukim, you also have to be careful to always leave over three psukim at the end of the parasha. Now, what's the taka of the pshan in the Tanakhama? Ask the Gemara of the Tanakhama, Maishna Shiuri Delay. Why is it that when it comes to Shiuri, he says you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to leave less than three psukim? Misham Yaitzen, because maybe someone's going to leave shul early, and if you leave less than three psukim, he's going to assume that the next ayla is reading less than three psukim. Well, ask the Gemara, so then the schuli nami gzeira misham adichnasin. So why doesn't the Tanakhama have a gzeira also when it comes to starting a new parasha that you should have to read at least three psukim because someone might come late and he's going to see that when you came late, the second ayla is reading, let's say, from pasuk gimel, and he's going to think that the first ayla only read two psukim. So says the Gemara, Amri, man da ayo shiu leishayo. That no, it's not true. Someone who comes late, he could ask everyone else that's there, and they'll inform him the truth. And no, that really the first ayla read from the previous parasha. But someone who leaves early, he has no one to ask. Says the Gemara, Shalach le Rabba Brei de Rav Rabbi Yosef Hilchas Amai. What's the halach lemaisa Rashi learns with regards to the Maimados? Are we Doileg or are we Paisik? So Shalach le, he sent back to him, Hilchas a Doileg. The halach is like Rav that we're Doileg, we're not Paisik. And then Tsai Dolgan, and it's the middle Aliyah, the one who gets the second Aliyah, he's the one who goes back and he reads the previous Pasuk, the last Pasuk that the first Aila read. Zak klakol sheyesh by Musaf v'chulu ibayluhu digmar is a shaylo tainis tzibur bekamam. How many aliyahs do we call up to the Torah on a tainis tzibur? Reish chaydashu mayedika karba Musaf arba v'lhacha deleka karba Musaf lai. One svara is to say that it's dafka by Reish Chaydash, it's dafka by Cholamai, where we have a karba Musaf. So there we have an extra aliyah, and we have four aliyahs on a tainis tzibur where there's no karba Musaf. So we have the standard three. Idilma, or maybe we could say a svara the other way. There's no karba musaf, but there's an extra tefillah, we say anenu, and maybe that's enough to warrant an extra aliyah. So says the Gemara, Tashema, we have arrived from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Barash HaChadashim, V'chula Shalmoyed, Kairin Arba, we have four aliyahs. What's the diyak? Habatayin is Tzibar Shleisha. Mashma, only those days we have four. On the Tainus Sibur, we have three aliyahs. As the Gemara, Imereisha, when we can make the opposite diak from the Reisha. The Reisha says, B'sheini b'chamishu b'shabes b'mincha k'irin shleisha, make the diak called Tainus Sibur Arba. That on a fast day, on the Tainus Sibur, you have four aliyahs. El miho, lekalo mashma mina. One of these mashmais, diukim, is obviously not supposed to be made. We don't know which one, and therefore you can't learn anything from either of these diukim. So as the Gemara Tashema will bring a ride from a story, the Rav Iklu LeBavel. One time, Rav went to visit Bavel. He was originally from Bavel, but he Lamaisa went to Eretz Yisrael a lot. And so when he was coming back to visit Bavel, so it was a Betainis Sibur. It was the Tainis Sibur, and Kam Kara Besifra, and he got an Aliyah. He read from the Sefer Torah, Pasuk Barich Chasim Vlei Barich. Made a bracha before, but he did not make a bracha afterwards. Rav did not make a bracha after reading from the Torah. Nafu kuliyama and payu v'rav l'nafu l'ape. Another interesting thing that happened during that visit is that when everyone else fell on their faces to say tachanun, so Rav didn't fall on his face. Focusing on the first part though, says the Gemara that Rav michti Rav b'Yisrael kara. It's mistaber that Rav read the third Aliyah. He read the Aliyah of Yisrael because he wasn't a Kain and he wasn't a Levi. So my time of chasam v'lei baruch. So if he got the third Aliyah, that's the last Aliyah l'chayra. So why didn't he make a bracha? Elmai, what are you going to say? La mishum debay lemikri achrin abasrei. It must be because there's a fourth Aliyah after him, and on the Tainis Tzibur there's four Aliyahs. So as the Gemara lights on Araya, Rav Bikahani Kara. I can tell you that Rav really got the first Aliyah, he got Kayin. The Rav Huna Kari Bikahani. Because like we find, the Rav Huna, he was a Gadol, and because he was a Gadol, they gave him Kayin. So Rav also, because of his Gadlus, it could be they gave him Kayin. So as the Gemara, no. Bisham Rav Huna Kari Bikahani. Makes sense, he got Kayin. Da Filu Rav Ami Rav Asi Dikahani Chashivi Dari Yisrael. Make of Kaifu Leila Rav Huna. Because even Rav Ami and Rav Asi were Kayhanim Gedolim, they were great in Chashuvim in Eretz Yisrael, they subjugated themselves to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna can now get the Aliyah of Kayin. El Rav, Hayika Shmuel Dikahana Hava. But how could Rav get Kayin when Shmuel was around, and Shmuel is a Kayin, Vidaber Ale. And we know that Rav would give cover to Shmuel. He would let Shmuel walk into a room first, and therefore, how could Rav get Kayin? Says the Gemara, no, Shmuel Nami make up have a Kayafle le Rav. No, really, Shmuel subjugated himself to Rav. For Rav, who davulei kavod, Rav was mechabed Shmuel, but it's not because he subjugated himself to Shmuel, it was the other way around, Shmuel subjugated himself to Rav. And when Rav was mechabed Shmuel, it was befanav, but shloi befanav loy avodlei, he wasn't mechabed him shloi befanav, he wasn't really subjugating himself to Shmuel. And therefore, it could be Rav really got the Aliyah of Kayin. And more than that, says the Gemara, that Hachanami Mistavra the Rav Bikahani Kara, it's even logical that in the story, Rav was getting the first Aliyah, Diisak Adaitach B'Yisrael Kara, because if he was getting the third Aliyah, so then Lefaneha my time of Arich, so why did he make a bracha before reading? Alamai, he got the first Aliyah. Says the Gemara, that's an Araya, I could tell you it was Lachar Takana. It was after the Takana that everybody should make a bracha. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachi, if it was after the Takana, Lacharei Hanami Livrech, so then he should have made a bracha at the end of his Aliyah as well. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Heichad, the Yosef Rav, the male Aili, and Meipak Leinafki. That the Takana was only relevant for Rav, for making a bracha before and not after. It could be he got the third Aliyah. So, and it was after the Takana. So that's why he made a bracha before, because maybe someone's gonna come in late, and if he doesn't see Rav making a bracha, he's gonna assume that you don't make a bracha before reading from the Torah. So why didn't Rav also make a bracha at the end of his Aliyah? Because someone might leave early and think that you don't make a bracha after you read from the Torah. Says the Gemara, because we don't have to be concerned about that. When you have Rav and Shul, so that people don't leave early, and therefore that's not a concern. Al-Kapana, when it comes to the Etzem Shaila about a tiny Sibur, whether we have three Aliyahs or four Aliyahs, so we Vaiter have no Raya from this story, and therefore we'll have to see, Bezuz Hashem, in the following share, what the Halacha is.